You're listening to the Queensland Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
I'm joined by Rob Bell, who's the co-founder of ProAgni. Rob, this morning you spoke about some of the things that the beef industry can learn from the chicken industry. What do you think some of the key things are? Why are those two industries related in some ways?
I think with the rise of social media, the world getting smaller and the voice given to, I don't know whether minority groups is the right word, but influencing groups around the way our food's produced and the transparency around it, the relationship between the two is the chicken industry's gone through it and the egg industry have gone through it over the last 10 to 15 years. And I think the tide is turning within the beef sector, that there's been demands by consumers and large corporate players such as McDonald's and Costco, where they're mandating that their supply chain will change over time about the way beef is produced. So I think we need to be able to learn from other industries that have been through that change and learn from their mistakes and capture these changes as massive opportunities, which I think they are.
Some of the examples of, you know, the pledges big businesses have made, I think McDonald's was one of them, Walmart, Costco, those types of groups have made pledges, you know, to buy and supply free-range eggs was one of the example. That's largely happened in the US, those examples and the numbers you gave, but can you see that starting to happen here in Australia?
Most definitely. I mean, there are processes out there now that are having certification and assurance programs to show the way that their red meat are being produced, to minimise the use of antibiotics and HGPs in the industry. So we're starting to see that here, and I think it's only a matter of time before it snowballs into a much larger scene.
How do you turn some of these challenges, you know, of consumers demanding things, the wider industry seeing shifts in what they're expected to do? How do you turn those into opportunities, do you think?
Like any good Australian farmer, I think our ability to think on our feet, adapt to change and actually capture it as a glass half full opportunity, it's always there. So I think being able to think outside the square, utilise new science, new technologies and really capture the opportunities that are on the table as we speak and not be scared to change.
Do you think that you spoke about, you know, consumers, we should give them what they want. At the end of the day, aren't these people in the room the experts in beef? You know, they're the ones producing it. They're the ones, you know, taking it through to be a steak on your plate. Aren't they the experts? Do you think consumers and industry should see consumers as the ultimate boss?
That's a difficult question. I mean, we need to produce food that producers will buy. That is the ultimate goal for an industry, is to be able to produce something that shifts off the shelf every week in a regular, consistent way. So I think the consumer is getting a bigger voice, a louder voice. They might be yelling louder, but it is also a case of we need to be, whether we agree or not, able to meet their demands.